There's nobody left on base, and we go to the fifth inning, tied at zero here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and service to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortaire.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Looking for comfort, convenience, and great rates? Come stay at Super 8 by Wyndham, where value meets hospitality. We offer corporate, group, contractor, and extended stay rates, plus discounts for AAA, AARP, military, and CDL guests. Relax in a suite or whirlpool room, or enjoy a poolside stay with full access to our indoor pool and kids' games. Planning a gathering? Our meeting space fits up to 40. Wake up to our continental breakfast, served daily from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And don't forget, Lake Bakawa Park is just 5 minutes away. Book your stay today at Super 8 by Wyndham. Comfort and convenience, all in one place.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Man, these first four innings have really showcased what these two teams can provide from the pitching department. Tony Torres, three shutout innings. Justin Battle, a shutout fourth. And on the other side, Gavin Brumman has gone through four scoreless. Now into the top of the fifth, it's still tied at zero, and McLean Helton will lead things off for the Green Bay Rockers. Helton, the left-handed hitting left fielder, it's a lefty-righty matchup with Battle on the mound. And Battle did issue a walk last inning, but retired the other three batters. First pitch on the way to Helton in there for strike number one, 0-1 the count. Helton 0-1 in the game, he struck out swinging back in the third. 0-1 count on the way home, breaking ball outside, now a 1-1 count. And with it being the fifth inning, that means that it's time for our Rafters mailbag, as always. If you'd like to have your questions answered, feel free to email raftersradiobroadcast@gmail.com. 1-1 count on the way to Helton, called for strike number two. It's a 1-2 count. Base is empty for the leadoff man, and the 1-2 count taken away. Now 2-2. Helton batting 179 on the season. Comes from the University of Houston. A couple of guys on this team do. Pitch on the way home, and that called strike number three. First K of the game for Justin Battle, and that takes care of McLean Helton. Another strikeout for the Rafters. Pitching staff continuing to impress, and it brings up Braden Buchanan to the plate with the bases empty and one away in the top of the fifth. And Buchanan, the right-handed hitting catcher, first pitch to him, take it on the inside edge for strike number one. 0-1 the count. The Rockers have just two hits and two walks this game, four base runners. As we're into the fifth inning, 0-1 the count coming home, and a fastball in on the outside corner. Back-to-back beautifully located pitches by Justin Battle has it an 0-2 count to the right-handed hitting catcher in the righty-righty matchup. Buchanan walked back in the third inning, trying to get on for the second time today. 0-2 the count, it's fouled back over the press box, still 0-2. Almost fully through the second time in the order, and nobody has reached multiple times yet for the Rockers. 0-2 the count, and Battle looking home, trying to take care of Buchanan, and a fly ball foul down the right field line. It reaches out of play, still 0-2. Buchanan fighting up there at the plate, not giving in. And Battle trying to pitch efficiently here to see how far into the game he can go. Took over for Tony Torres in the fourth inning. Torres, of course, a shorter length as the 0-2 count misses low and away. Great breaking ball, not able to induce the swing, though. 1-2 the count. Torres getting through three innings, that's about as much as you could have expected from him. Normally the closer for the Rafters. 1-2 count again. Buchanan holds off on a pitch that misses outside. 2-2 the count. Buchanan really wanted to go on that one. You could see him kind of lean into the pitch, but didn't quite bring the bat around. Tough one to hold off on. It's a 2-2 count to Buchanan. Pitch on the way home. In there, called strike three. That takes care of Buchanan. Back-to-back strikeouts looking for Justin Battle, and it brings up Max Humphrey with the bases empty and two away in the top of the fifth, still tied at zero. And Max Humphrey, the right-handed hitting center fielder, it's a righty-righty matchup. Battle trying to keep going strong here. This pitch is hit out towards right field. Skinner is underneath it, slows down, and makes the catch. And that, an efficient fifth inning. Yet again, Justin Battle continuing to impress in the Rafters. Pitching just looking strong time and time again. 12 pitches in the fifth for Justin Battle. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. To the bottom of the fifth we go. We're halfway there. It's tied 0-0 here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
The bottom of the fifth will be led off by Landon Gaz for the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Tied 0-0, neither team has scored. It has been a pitcher's duel through and through. Tony Torres, three shutout innings, and Justin Battle, two of his own, as Gavin Brumman on the Rockers has gone four complete, trying to make it five. First pitch to Gaz, misses low and away for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And Gaz, the right-handed hitting first baseman, it's a righty-righty matchup with Brumman on the mound. 1-0 the count, it's fouled back to bring it 1-1. And Gaz, trying to represent the Rafters' second base runner of the game. You have to go all the way back to the first inning the last time the Rafters had a base runner. That was when Kareem Arusovic walked. 1-1 the count coming home, and the pitch in there called for strike number two. Now a 1-2 count. And Brumman trying to take care of Gaz. Pitch on the way home. It's a grounder over towards short. Going to be a tough play. Six back onto three. Takes him off the bag, but he steps back on it. And that's a tough play from Joe Manella to make sure that he retires Landon Gaz. 6-3, and that's the first out of the fifth inning. 12 consecutive batters retired by Gavin Brumman, and it brings up Luke Skinner with the bases empty and one away in the bottom of the fifth. Skinner, the left-handed hitting right fielder, it's a lefty-righty matchup, and Skinner talk about a big game that he had yesterday, going 3-for-4. He was a triple shy of the cycle, swings and misses at the first pitch here, now an 0-1 count. And I was talking to him earlier today. I said, hey, why didn't you get the cycle? And he said, man, I should have gone the opposite way. It's a deep left field out there, and I just didn't. Rounds one foul down the first baseline here, now an 0-2 count. But, you know, I think he should be happy enough with the home run that he had. It's his third homer of the year from yesterday. Went well over that right field wall. First home run since early June. Had been almost 2 months in between home runs. 0-2 the count coming home. It's fouled back and off the netting. It remains 0-2. And Luke Skinner trying to keep the momentum going here in this game. The Rafters offense scored 11 runs in the first five innings of the game. Did not score in the final four innings. 0-2 count. It's popped up to the right side of the infield. Bayania, the second baseman, trailing under it. The shortstop going to give way, and Bayania makes the play for out number two. Two up, two down in the fifth, and it brings up Nick Adrian to the plate with the bases empty and two away. Now 13 consecutive batters retired, and we're just going to keep counting these up for Gavin Brumman right now because it's impressive every single time he doesn't allow a base runner. Nick Adrian, the right-handed hitting catcher, it's a righty-righty matchup, and Brumman now up to 56 pitches in the game. He's still efficient. Breaking ball in there, called for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Adrian trying to get on base for the first time this game. Flew out to right field back in the second inning on a liner the opposite way. Now a 1-1 count as that one evens up. And I mentioned it in the fifth inning. I'd be answering questions at raftersradiobroadcast@gmail.com. You can always email that address anytime you want, and I'll answer them the next possible chance as that pitch misses inside. Now a 2-1 count. And I do have a couple of questions. First off, what is the best ice cream flavor? There are a lot of good ones out there, and I'll get a little bit creative here as the 2-1 count comes to Adrian in there for strike number two. 2-2 the count. Best ice cream flavor? It's got to be anything with a chocolate base and some sort of brownie or fudge or Oreos in it. There are a lot of different types of those ice creams. So whichever one, I'll just go with that. 2-2 the count. It's a liner out towards left field. Going down the line, the left fielder will let it go over him. First hit of the game for the Rafters. And Adrian is rounding for second. A sliding double to get the Rafters a man on. 4 2/3 innings of no-hit baseball from Gavin Brumman. And it's finally broken up here in the fifth. And it brings up Tony Torres to the plate with a man on second and two away in the bottom of the fifth. And Torres, the right-handed hitting DH for the Rafters, came out of the game as the pitcher, but due to the Shohei Ohtani rule, he is allowed to continue batting. Basically treated as two players on the lineup card. Gavin Brumman looks back to second. It's a righty-righty matchup. First pitch on the way. Fastball outside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Torres 0-for-1 in the game. He grounded out 6-3 back in the third inning. This is his second plate appearance as a Rafter. Closer for Wisconsin Rapids and changing it up a little bit today. 1-0 the count. Breaking ball in there for strike number one. 1-1 the count. This is the first time all season the Rafters have utilized the Shohei Ohtani rule where they've seen a pitcher both pitch and hit in the game. They have a couple of two-way players, but never done the same in a game. 1-1 the count. Nick Adrian still on second. Brumman gives him a glance, now brings it home, and that pitch low and outside for ball number two. 2-1 the count, and after being oh so efficient through the first part of the game, a 16-pitch inning already here in the fifth. 2-1 the count to Torres. Torres, a chance to drive in the go-ahead run. It's still tied at zero. He swings and misses at the fastball, though. Now 2-2. That one 88 miles an hour from Gavin Brumman. Nick Adrian over there on second. And The pitching dominating so far, trying to change the storyline. 2-2 count on the way, misses low for ball number three. 3-2 the count to Torres, and all of a sudden, Brumund losing a tad bit of command here. He had been so good at attacking the strike zone, did not throw a ball in the third inning. He threw two balls in the fourth inning and three balls in the second. Tell you what, that is location there, but this fifth inning, not so much. 3-2 coming home. It is outside, called for ball number four, and Tony Torres draws a walk. He is on base for the first time as a Rafter. Heads on over to first, where Eric Robles stands, the first base coach for the Rafters. Manny Silva still over there on the third baseline, by the way, in the third base coaching box. Did so in the game a couple days ago, and now at the plate, Mike Monahan. Righty-righty matchup. Monahan starting off his career 0-7 with the Rafters. He's looking for his first hit. Would be a huge spot here, but swings and misses at the first pitch. Now an 0-1 count. Gavin Brumund looking to go through five scoreless. That was his 20th pitch of the inning. Now up to 68 on the game. The Rafters had worked the count really well back in that first inning, even though they weren't able to get any hits. 0-1 count taken on the outside edge for strike number two. 0-2 the count. But since that first inning, the Rafters really haven't worked it very well, and until this inning. Now an 0-2 count, and Monahan hoping to keep the inning alive. Runners on first and second and two away, tied at zero. 0-2 count coming home. It's a flare out down the right field line. First baseman Manella is there and barely makes the basket catch for out number three. That takes us through the fifth inning. No runs on one hit, no errors, and two left on base. We go to the sixth. It's tied at zero here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
I got to finish off the Rafters mailbag before we start the sixth inning because I realize there's one question that I left standing, and that is, who is your go-to Mario Kart character? And I'll answer this one real quickly. It's Bowser. Gotta love Bowser. You know, one of the best villains in all of pop culture, and well, he can tank hits too, which is especially important because I love just ramming into people in that game. Makes it extra aggravating whenever you're going up against me. But either way, now we're into the sixth inning here as the Rafters try and keep this tied at zero. Justin Battle back out there on the mound. Still 0-0 top of the sixth inning, and the Rockers going to be leading things off with the top of their card. Eric Gion, the right-handed hitting third baseman, fouls the first pitch back into the netting, now an 0-1 count. The Rockers have seen eight of their last nine batters retired. The only one who wasn't was Peyton Mansfield back in the fourth inning. 0-1 the count, and Eric Gion makes it a righty-righty matchup with Battle. And the breaking ball misses low, couldn't get the swing. That was another good pitch from Battle. And he has continued to look strong out there, but the Rockers trying their best to hold off on pitches when they can. Battle has just been so accurate that it hasn't really been much of a competition so far. 1-1 the count, though. That one misses high. 2-1 the count. One of the first really misses that you're going to see from Battle. He's had a couple of balls in the past couple innings, but those balls on breaking ones, breaking pitches that miss outside or so. Breaking ball here, grounded over to third. Oh, a nice play from Marusevic. Long throw to first, hops a couple of times, and rolls into first base, picked up by Landon Gaz for out number one. Wasn't sure if that one was going to get there or not. It was kind of a bowling ball at the end there. Marusevic just had to make sure it was on target and eventually got over to first base. Tough play, and it goes 5-3 to bring up Joe Mannella with the bases empty and one away in the top of the sixth. Still tied at zero, and Justin Battle looking to go through his third inning of shutout baseball. First pitch on the way to Mannella gets a swing and a miss for strike number one, an 0-1 count. And I mentioned it earlier with Noah Marschke's 13 and a third consecutive innings for the Rafters without allowing a run. Justin Battle is getting close and closer to that as that pitch misses low for ball number one. He's now through 2 1/3 innings in this game after pitching 6 1/3 innings scoreless his last two appearances. That one low and away for ball number two, a 2-1 count. Previously against the Woodchucks back on July 13th, that's when he last allowed a run, allowed two runs in that game, after coming in to relieve Justin Battle in the sixth inning. Both of those runs came across in the seventh, though. 2-1 the count to Mannella. And the pitch from Battle on the outside edge called for strike number two. 2-2 the count, and that's another beautiful pitch from Battle. So Justin Battle had entered this game not allowing a run in 6 2/3 consecutive innings. Swing and a miss for strike number three. It's his third strikeout of the game. And now through 2 2/3 in this game. And Justin Battle up to 9 1/3 consecutive innings without allowing a run. Brings up Eli Selga, though, who could change that with one swing. Selga, the left-handed hitting DH, it's a lefty-righty matchup. Selga, four home runs on the year, two of them against the Rafters. He pops one up to the left side of the outfield, running up on it. Monum, he slows down and makes the catch for out number three. Another three up, three down inning. Seven consecutive batters retired by Justin Battle. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's tied 0-0 here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun, and fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night. Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. After weeks of speculation, Governor Tony Evers has finally made his decision. He is not running for a third term. Evers has had an accomplished career as a dedicated public servant for 5 decades and has been a terrific governor for the state of Wisconsin these last 6+ years, and we should be grateful for his time in office. It's been a job well done. But all things must pass. In making this decision to step aside and not seek another term, Tony Evers is doing what he has done time and time again. He's doing the right thing. And perhaps in making this decision, Governor Evers can be the one to turn the tide on the Democratic Party's unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. In his own unassuming way, the mild-mannered former science teacher who became Wisconsin's governor can be an example to Democrats across the nation. Because we know what happens in Wisconsin politics often has ramifications that reach well beyond the state's borders.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
bottom of the sixth inning, and the Rafters get to see the top of their card due up in the sixth. That'll be Royce Clayton Jr., Kareem Arusevic, and Eric Harper once again going up against the starter for the Rockers, Gavin Brumund. Brumund looking for back-to-back quality starts. He has been an ace for the Rockers as of late. He went six scoreless innings back against the Rafters on July 21st. Before that, on July 12th, two scoreless innings. And he had entered this game with 9 1/3 consecutive scoreless frames. He's now through five in this one and 14 1/3 consecutive scoreless innings. Trying to make it 15 in a row. Brumund will take on Clayton. The first pitch, a strike, 0-1 the count. Second pitch, though, that misses inside. Brings it back even, 1-1. And Clayton, the right-handed hitting center fielder, it's a righty-righty matchup. Clayton is 0-2 in the game. 1-1 count, it's a flare down the first base line, and Minella can't quite get there. He was hustling, but a tough one to get to, as that one was kind of spun off the bat, and now a 1-2 count to Clayton. The Rafters still just the one hit this game. That came back in the fifth inning on Nick Adrian's double. They've seen three base runners throughout the night. Kareem Arusevic walked in the first. Tony Torres walked in the fifth. And Nick Adrian doubled. 1-2 the count. And Clayton at the plate. Swings and fouls one back into the netting. And still a 1-2 count. He'll do it again. Clayton, I mean, he had been reaching base at an amazing clip, 571 over the last seven games. That's his on-base percentage after moving to the leadoff spot. Has a 1-2 count here, though, after starting the game 0-2, and takes that pitch, called for strike number three. Another K for Gavin Brumund. He continues to dominate and dice up the Rafters. Sixth K of the game for Gavin Brumund, and it brings up Kareem Arusevic. With the bases empty and one away. Arusevic, the left-handed hitting third baseman. It's a lefty-righty matchup. And the Rafters this season have seen a few quality starts from opposing pitchers. When an opponent has a quality start, the Rafters are just 2-9. First pitch on the way home misses low for ball number one. And so Arusevic trying to turn that around. It's going to be tough. I mean, they got to really do damage to Brumund here in order to avoid the quality start. Now a 2-0 count to Arusevic as he takes the second one low. And Arusevic, though, he did draw a walk back in the first inning. He's 0-1, though, after striking out swinging his last time up in the fourth. 2-0 the count coming home, and fastball in there for strike number one. It's now a 2-1 count. Back-to-back batters retired by Gavin Brumund going back to the fifth inning. Trying to take care of Arusevic. And the 2-1 count is a ball hit high out towards left field. Down the warning track, slowing down at the wall. It is caught by McLean Helton for out number two. Arusevic couldn't quite go the opposite way there. Helped having the wind pushing out, but didn't push out enough, and that's now 15 consecutive scoreless innings by Gavin Brumund. Brings up Eric Harper to the plate with two away and the bases empty in the bottom of the sixth. And Harper, the right-handed hitting shortstop, it's a righty-righty matchup. First pitch on the way home, grounded over towards short, picked up and snow coned. Now throw to first is in time, and that takes care of the side in the sixth inning. Another three-up, three-down inning. It's the fourth three-up, three-down inning by Gavin Brumund, and that's no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the seventh, tied at zero here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. In reality, strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Justin Battle is back out for his fourth inning of action here in the top of the seventh. It is still tied 0-0, and Battle looking to go a season long. His current high is 3 1/3 innings. He's pitched three complete in this game, and taking on the 4-5-6 batters in the Rockers lineup, it's David Bionia, Peyton Mansfield, and Zage Lancaster due up. Bionia into the batter's box, tied at zero, and man, this has been one heck of a pitcher's duel. First one on the way home, and that one misses low for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Bionia, the right-handed hitting second baseman, it's a righty-righty matchup. Bionia, one of just two hits for the Rockers today, and sends a fly ball out towards center field. Clayton is there. He makes the catch for out number one, and that is the first out of the seventh inning. Brings up Peyton Mansfield to the plate with the bases empty, still tied at zero. Mansfield, the right-handed hitting right fielder, it's a righty-righty matchup with Battle on the mound. And Justin Battle has now gone through 10 consecutive innings pitched without allowing a run. Breaking ball on the way home, can't clip the upper part of the zone. It's now a 1-0 count to Mansfield. Mansfield, the last batter to reach for the Rockers, he walked back in the fourth inning. Sends a high chopper over to third. Arusevic is there. It's in fair territory, and that's going to be an easy infield single for Mansfield. Third hit of the game for the Rockers, and one that was just a ground ball, but into the deepest part of that third base spot, and Arusevic had no shot at making that play. Brings up Zage Lancaster to the plate. With a man on first and one away in the top of the seventh. And Justin Battle trying to keep things rolling along here. Mansfield on first. He has tried to take off earlier, but it was a foul ball. And the pitch on the way home called on the outside edge for strike number one. An 0-1 count. No attempt here from Mansfield, though, on the first pitch. Lancaster 0-2 in the game. Last time up, flew out to right field back in the fourth inning. 0-1 the count. And you can see Mansfield is looking hard at Battle right now. Pickoff move back to first. Didn't quite get him. And still an 0-1 count. Battle's pickoff move has been nasty this season. He has really gotten close to a couple. Already had some successful ones. 0-1 the count, and Battle brings it home, runner taking off. Pitches in there, called for a strike. Throw on down to second to beat him, but did the tag? Yeah, it did! Nick Adrian, another caught stealing. It's now an 0-2 count to Zage Lancaster. What a throw. Great reaction from Nick Adrian, and that takes care of Peyton Mansfield. Base is empty and two away, and an 0-2 count to Lancaster. Trying to take care of the inning, and the pitch coming home. It's a fly ball out towards center field. Clayton on the jog. He slows down, stops, and makes the catch for out number three. Three up, three down in the seventh inning. That's 10 up, 10 down over the last 10 batters, and that takes us to the bottom of the seventh. In the seventh inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. It is still tied at zero here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Finally, we don't have to see Gavin Brummond as we come back to work in the bottom of the seventh. But Brummond, what a performance from him. He ended up going six innings pitched, did not allow a run. He allowed just one hit and two walks and six strikeouts. No hit batters, had one wild pitch, 21 batters faced on 80 pitches. And another quality start for him. Back-to-back quality starts for Gavin Brummond. And he has continued to dominate as Gavin Brummond will just have that ERA plummeting. After a rough start to the year, he has not allowed a run in his last 15 and a third consecutive innings for the Rockers. And the Rafters now get to face the bullpen with Keaton Baird up on the mound. And Baird coming into this game, a right-hander for the Rockers. And Baird trying to keep things calm. But this season for him, not the start to the year that he's been hoping for. It's his fifth appearance for the Rockers. And the first pitch misses outside for ball number one. The Rafters leading things off with their four-hole batter, their cleanup man, Matt Inocco. It'll be Akko, Gaz, and Skinner due up in the bottom of the seventh. The 1-0 count called for a strike brings it 1-1. Righty-righty matchup, and looking a little bit more at Keaton Baird, a 7.36 ERA over 11 innings pitched. 1-1 the count, breaking ball on the outside edge, called for strike number two. 1-2 the count. Baird comes from Collierville, Tennessee. A man from Harding University. That one outside, it's now a 2-2 count. Few guys from Harding on this team. And the pitch coming home. This one's laced foul towards the Rafters bullpen. And Mike Spears, Matrix style, avoiding that one. And still a 2-2 count. Tell you what, Gavin Brummond, what a performance. Keaton Baird hoping to follow suit. He has pitched against the Rafters before. Not his best performance, though, as this one is grounded foul down the third baseline. Still a 2-2 count. In that performance against the Rafters, it was here at Witter Field back on July 11th, just over 2 weeks ago. He got the win in the performance, but allowed five runs over 3 1/3. 2-2 the count, breaking ball low and away. Now 3-2, eighth pitch of the plate appearance coming up here to Matt Inocco. Rafters trying to get the offense moving. They've seen just three base runners all game. Tied zero in the bottom of the seventh. That pitch called on the lower outside corner for strike number three. Inocco does not like that call. And that is the Rafters' seventh strikeout of the game as it brings up Landon Gaz to the plate with one away and the bases empty. Still tied at zero, and Baird able to pick up where Brummond left off, although not quite with the same efficiency. Gavin Brummond had two innings where he threw eight pitches or less. He threw eight pitches alone in the first plate appearance. First one to Landon Gaz, breaking ball on the outside corner, called for strike number one. 0-1 the count. So Akko, even though he struck out, it was a quality at-bat, seeing eight pitches. 0-1 the count coming home. That one misses outside, now 1-1. Rafters trying to see more pitches here, especially against Baird. And look at Baird this season. He's left a few too much over the plate. That's been what's gotten to him, as that one misses inside, a 2-1 count. Ethan Alexander warming up already in the Rockers bullpen. Got to make sure that he's good to go in case Baird's not able to get what he wants. 2-1 count coming home. Breaking ball. It's a fly ball out towards right field. Right fielder underneath it. Mansfield slows down and makes the catch. That's back-to-back batters retired for the Rockers. And the Rafters have been retired six in a row now. And it brings up Luke Skinner to the plate with two away. And the base is empty in the bottom of the seventh. Still zeros on the scoreboard. The Rafters have one hit. The Rockers three. Very limited base runners today. Both teams' pitching staffs just dominating. Who's going to be the first to blink? The Rafters hoping it's them. Luke Skinner at the plate. Lefty-righty matchup. First pitch in there for strike number one. An 0-1 count. Skinner 0-2 on the game. He popped out to second his last time up back in the fifth inning and struck out looking before that. 0-1 the count coming home. Misses outside. Now 1-1. At the 14th pitch of the inning for Keaton Baird. 1-1 the count, and pitch on the way home to Skinner is hit out towards shallow center field. Center fielder underneath it slows down, and Max Humphrey brings it in for out number three, and that's three up, three down in the seventh. Seven consecutive Rafters retired, and no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the eighth, tied at zero here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey Rafters fans, don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
The Rafters, a dominant first seven innings, and they'll hope that Preston Steiner can take over where things left off. Steiner looking for a bit of revenge. He's hoping to use the momentum to get back on the right track. It has not been the season that he's been looking for, and trying to turn things around. His season-long performance, he went two innings allowing just one earned run back against Green Bay his last time out here at Winter Field. Not a poor performance from him, and his best performance of the year so far. He's going to hope to return to that in what's been so far a shutout game. It's tied at zero, and they're going to need perfection from Steiner here in a shutout matchup. Rafters, Rockers, and Steiner taking over, a left-handed pitcher who comes from North Iowa Area Community College, a sophomore who stands 5'10", 175. He takes over for Justin Battle after four scoreless innings. Man, Justin Battle was just phenomenal. Taking over for where Tony Torres had left off, and that's a season-long performance for Justin Battle. He is gone through over double-digit consecutive scoreless innings. 10 2/3 in a row for Justin Battle. And already the Rafters warming up a new pitcher, Landon Desart. They know that things are very important here late. And the first pitch on the way finds the inside edge against McLean Helton. 0-1 the count. And not as much about not trusting Steiner, but it's as much as being prepared for any situation. 0-1 the count on the way home. It's a grounder over to the right side of the infield. Picked up by Akko. Throw to first in time. 4-3 put out. First batter is retired for the Rockers. And it brings up Braden Buchanan to the plate with the bases empty and one away in the top of the eighth. Still tied at zero. Final line for Justin Battle. He ended up going four innings. Did not allow a run on just one hit and one walk. He had three strikeouts in the game. No hit batters. And just phenomenal stuff from him. Also, no wild pitches and no balks. The first pitch on the way home to Buchanan misses low and away for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Battle, he faced 13 batters over four innings pitch. 1-0 the count coming home, and that one in there for strike number one, 1-1 the count. So Battle faced just one over the minimum over his four innings. And did so on 44 pitches, 11 pitches an inning. Man, efficient. 1-1 the count now to Buchanan, and that pitch misses inside for ball number two, a 2-1 count. And Steiner trying to find the zone here. He has a 2-1 count to Buchanan, right-handed hitting catcher. It's a righty-lefty matchup with Steiner on the mound. 2-1 the count, misses in the dirt for ball number three, and the Rafters southpaw, one of very few in the roster. The Rafters, of course, do have Seth Spencer as a starter. But out of the bullpen, hardly any lefties. Just him. 3-1 the count, fouled back by Buchanan. Now a full count, and Buchanan, 0-1 in the game. He struck out looking back in the fifth inning. He walked earlier back in the third. Those are his two plate appearances in this game. We're in the top of the eighth inning, tied at zero. 3-2 count with one away in the eighth. Steiner hoping to take care of Buchanan. Taking his time on the mound, he gets set and fires home. Breaking ball in there, called strike three, and that does it to take care of Buchanan. First K of the game for Preston Steiner. That's two up, two down, and it brings up Max Humphrey to the plate with the bases empty and two away in the top of the eighth. And Max Humphrey, the right-handed hitting center fielder, it's a righty-lefty matchup, works in favor of Humphrey. Trying to get this Rockers offense moving, but Steiner hoping to do the opposite. First pitch in there, called for strike number one. Humphrey not able to get the bat off the shoulders, and Humphrey 1-for-2 on the game. He's got one of just three hits for the Rockers, the only extra base hit for them. A double back in the third. 0-1 the count coming home. This one's hit out towards right field. Right fielder there, and Skinner's underneath it. He makes the play. Three up, three down. Best inning pitched by Preston Steiner this year. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth. The Rafters looking to take the lead, tied at zero here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun, and fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night. Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas.
Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Man, this has been a fun one as the Rafters are tied at 0-0 with the Green Bay Rockers now in the bottom of the eighth inning. And these two teams have seen their pitchers just absolutely dominate. Tony Torres, 3 scoreless. Justin Battle, 4 scoreless. And Preston Steiner, a perfect eighth inning for the Rafters. On the other side, Gavin Brumund, 6 shutout innings for the Rockers, and then turned it over to Keaton Baird, who had a 3-up, 3-down seventh inning. Now in the bottom of the eighth, the Rafters leading off with their 7-8-9 batters, Nick Adrian, Tony Torres, and Mike Monahan. And the first pitch to Nick Adrian in there called for strike number 1. An 0-1 count, and my goodness, do I see Tristan Krusenberry warming up in the batter's box in the on-deck circle? Tristan Krusenberry is taking swings as the 0-1 count misses outside for ball number 1, a 1-1 count. Tony Torres was the batter batting DH. Tristan Krusenberry has not swung a bat in 4 years. 1-1 the count is going to get a swing and a miss. Now a 1-2 count. What I was told pregame by Krusenberry, he's like, I'm getting excited because I might get some at-bats today. He was talking to me before the game and said he didn't think it was going to happen unless they were up 10. Rafters are tied at 0 in the eighth. 2-2 the count now to Adrian as that one misses low and away. And I tell you what, I am excited to see what happens here. 2-2 the count coming home. It hits the lower part of the zone for strike number 3, and well, the Rafters' offense has been just completely stifled by the Rockers' pitching today. Just 3 base runners all game. So why not send a pitcher up to the plate? Tristan Krusenberry is taking his first at-bat as a Rafter. Here for 2 years, and Krusenberry is on to the plate. Oh, man, this is electric stuff right here. Krusenberry, a right-handed hitter. He has been itching for this moment. And he was telling me how excited he was. First pitch, misses for ball number 1, and he steps out of the batter's box. A 1-0 count. I don't think he's taken an at-bat with the pitch clock before. And the 1-0 count in there for strike number 1, a 1-1 count. So I asked him earlier today, I said, how long has it been since your last at-bat? He said, yeah, my senior year of high school. 1-1 the count, and that one on the lower outside corner, 1-2. He said he made a bet with the pitching coach, Mike Spears, if he could get a hit. Well, he's hoping to get the hit now. 1-2 the count in there, called strike 3. Krusenberry does not swing the bat, and that takes care of the second batter of the eighth inning. Brings up Mike Monahan to the plate with the bases empty and 2 away in the bottom of the eighth. Monahan, the right-handed hitting left fielder, hoping to keep the inning going. Again, still tied 0-0, and Keaton Baird trying to go through 2 scoreless. He gets a big swing and a miss for strike number 1. And Monahan, he's played in the Northwoods League back-to-back seasons. This is his 3rd year in the Northwoods, played with a couple of different teams, and the 0-1 count misses away, now 1-1. Not the start of the year that he was hoping for, but Monahan could come up clutch here. 1-1 the count coming home. Breaking ball on the inside corner. Strike 2. Keaton Baird, 3 strikeouts, all of them looking. So Monahan will hope to at least swing the bat. 1-2 the count on the way home, and he does swing the bat a little bit late, but fouls it back. So stays alive at the plate. Still a 1-2 count. Baird trying to keep this phenomenal pitching game going for the Rockers. Still just 3 batters have reached for the Rafters. One and two, the count on the way home. It's a flare out towards shallow left field. Shortstop going back out, and Lancaster is under it, makes the catch. That is out number three. 10 consecutive batters retired by the Rockers pitching staff. The Rafters, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the ninth, tied at zero here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the Bryant experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces. A proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. Whether the problem is big or small, trusting Comfort Air to do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. They'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
This game has absolutely flown by us. It's not even been 2 hours, and we're into the ninth inning. It is still tied 0-0, an absolute masterclass on the mound from both teams. The Rafters, though, turning to their fourth pitcher of the game, Landon Desart, looking to keep the shutout going. Tied 0-0, and he'll be taking on the top of the order for the Rockers. Desart, the right-hander for the Rafters. He'll be taking on Eric Gion. The top three batters of the order for the Rockers have combined to go 0-for-9 in their nine plate appearances this game. And that's due to, in large part, the Rafters' dominant pitching today. They have allowed just five base runners throughout the game. The last one to reach was on an infield single from Peyton Mansfield in the seventh. And prior to that, it was Peyton Mansfield as well back in the fourth. They've allowed one base runner in the last four innings, and they retired him with a caught stealing. So through the minimum over the last four innings, it's been 13 up, 13 down. Now in the top of the ninth, Landon Desart, the right-hander, taking on Eric Gion, the leadoff man for the Rockers. It'll be Gion, Minella, and Selga due up. First pitch from Desart in there, called for strike number one. 0-1 the count. And Gion, right-handed hitting third baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup. That last pitch, 90 miles an hour on the gun. Desart's got some good speed out there. 0-1 the count, misses low. Now a 1-1 count, and trying to keep the momentum going. Steiner had a rough start to the year, but he was able to redeem himself with a great eighth inning. Three up, three down, and Desart's going to hope to do the same thing. Not the start to the year that he's been looking for, but trying to turn it around. 1-1 count on the way home, and Desart can't get that one called for a strike. Misses outside. 2-1 the count. Desart in his third game as a Rafter. His last time out, didn't allow a run on his record, an earned run on his record. However, did allow a couple of inherited runners to score and three unearned runs. Gets a swing and a miss from Gion to bring it 2-2. So Desart on the season, two innings pitched. He's allowed a bunch of unearned runs. A couple of errors have extended innings and hasn't been able to work out of them. 2-2 the count. And the pitch on the way home, it's fouled back, so Gion able to stay alive. Desart, through his two innings, he's got one strikeout. His last time up, he issued four walks, but the first time, it was the hits that he allowed. Five hits allowed, and for him, I talked to him after that first game, He said, yeah, you can't leave it over the middle to Northwoods League batters. Over-adjusted last time out, and the 2-2 count misses outside. Now 3-2 to Gion. Over-adjusting last time, he was not able to find the zone and issued the four walks. So this time, hoping to do a little bit of in-between those two performances. 3-2 the count to Gion. Seventh pitch of the plate appearance, and that one grounded a high chopper foul down the third base line. And we'll see an eighth pitch of the plate appearance. Gion had entered this game batting 250 with six homers and 26 RBIs. Wind blowing out towards left field from right field. It does help out right-handed hitters, but we haven't really seen anything elevated here. We did see one earlier by Kareem Arusovic. That was a fly ball out towards left field that nearly got out of here, but tracked down at the wall by McLean Helton. 3-2 the count. Another grounder toward the third base camera. And that's the third ball fouled off by Gion with two strikes. Ninth pitch of the plate appearance coming up next. And Gion comes from Stanford University. Starting off this game 0-3. Grounded out last time. Struck out before that and also popped out. So still trying to get on base for the first time this game. 3-2 the count. Pitch on the way home. Swing and a miss for strike number three. And Landon Desart gets his first strikeout of the game as he takes care of Eric Gion on nine pitches. Brings up